Hey there, and welcome to the Event Crushed podcast. Each week, we'll be chatting about all things wedding industry, entrepreneurship, and how to crush it in life and business. I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Event Crushed podcast. I'm your host, Becky Hart, and I'm just so happy to be here today. And I appreciate you tuning in. It really means the world to me. And the fact that this podcast is happening right now is still very surreal to me. And it's something that I've only dreamed about and honestly never really thought would happen. So the fact that it is happening and that you're here today, it's just really incredible. So thank you for tuning in. I hope that you will continue to listen in for future episodes. And I thought that I would just give some background on who I am and why I'm starting this podcast and what you can expect from future episodes. So I have been running a wedding event planning company called Event Crush here in Eugene, Oregon since 2012. So it's been about 12 years now. And the way that I got into the industry is a little bit funny, but me and my husband got married in 2009. And honestly, at that point, I didn't even know that people got paid to plan weddings. Like, didn't even realize that was a career. I had always been someone who loved planning events and organizing things, and that skill set definitely came naturally to me, but it wasn't until after our wedding that I started thinking about that seriously. We had a venue coordinator for our wedding, and so I knew there were like venue coordinators, but I didn't really realize there were like full-on wedding planners who were making a living planning other people's weddings. So after our wedding, I just kind of became immersed in all things weddings. I loved everything to do with weddings. And so it just put a spark in me. And so I started a wedding blog called Bow Ties and Bliss. And this was back when, this was like in 2010. And it's when all the wedding blogs were coming out and they were super popular. Green Wedding Shoes, Style Me Pretty, Ruffled, all of those were like just kind of starting up, and there was so much excitement around them. This was even before Pinterest. I remember when Pinterest came out when I had my blog, and it was like so exciting because now we could get more viewers for our blogs and everything. So anyways, I was sharing daily wedding inspiration, real weddings, color palettes, mood boards, all of that fun stuff. And I was just having a blast with it. And I was also in college at the time. And in order to graduate, I had to complete an internship. And so when I was reaching out to companies to look for an internship, my initial thought was that I would reach out to wedding planning companies. And so I reached out to a few in my area and kind of wasn't hearing back from anybody. And I was kind of like, well, dang, maybe I can't do that. But thankfully, I did eventually hear back from one. And her name was Shelly, and her company at the time was called Moxie Events. She's no longer in business, but she and her business partner, Heidi, just kind of took me under their wing and showed me the ropes and taught me so much about the industry and about wedding planning and about vendor relationships. And I just learned so much from that experience. So that was kind of my foot in the door to the wedding industry, and where I really started to see and realize that this was what I wanted to do with my life. So Shelly had a friend. This was probably a year or more into my internship. She had a friend that was getting married, and she wanted to be able to attend the wedding. So her idea was that I would be the day of coordinator for the wedding, and Shelly would be there so that if I needed anything or anything came up, she would still be there. But I ended up coordinating that wedding, and I just remember driving home that night after being on my feet for, I don't know, 14, 15 hours. So I was so like mentally exhausted and physically exhausted. But I remember driving home and just sobbing and having this feeling of such fulfillment that I had never experienced in my life. And I was like, this is it. Like, I know that this is what I was put on earth to do. And this is what I'm meant to do with my life. So it sounds dramatic, but I had that moment. And I'm sure a lot of us have had that moment of just knowing this is meant for me, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I can help others and be a blessing to others and make their lives better. So finding that is just an amazing thing. So that was back in, I believe, 2010 or 2011. Shelley also helped me get a job as an assistant event coordinator at our local community college. They did lots of nonprofit events and corporate events and things like that there. So that was awesome because I got to see a whole other side of events outside of weddings, and that just helped me to grow and expand in my knowledge of the industry. And then, so this was in 2011. I had three friends all get engaged around the same time and were planning weddings for that summer. And so they all knew that I was planning to eventually start my company. And so they asked me if I would help plan their weddings. And so of course I did. And I was just, you know, chomping at the bit at that point to get as much experience as I could. So I helped them plan their weddings and they were amazing. So the first wedding that I ever officially did on my own as my own company was on, I don't know if I remember the exact date, but I know it was August of 2011. Or no, I'm sorry. I take that back. It was August 11th of 2012. There we go. And so that was kind of the launch into me officially starting my business. And then the two other weddings were in September, so the next month. And again, I just leaving that first wedding, I just knew that this is it. And it was crazy because at that point I was pregnant with my oldest daughter. And so for that first wedding that I did, the August 11th one, I was like, it was, I don't know how many weeks I was, but it was right around the time when you're super, you have terrible morning sickness. And so I was like throwing up all morning and I was just stressing so much because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get it together and go execute this wedding. But thankfully it subsided, you know, eventually, and I was able to go do it and everything was fine and nobody knew that I had been throwing up all morning. So that's just what we got to do, right? So yeah, running a business and raising a family is really all I've ever known. They've kind of gone hand in hand for me. And I feel very, very grateful for that because I've been able to raise my kids. I've been able to be at all of their events and never miss anything. I, you know, never had to miss their first steps or their first words. I've been there for all of it. And I've also been able to run my business and serve my clients. And it's just been a really amazing experience, honestly. And that's why I'm so excited for others when they are getting ready to start a business, because there's so much freedom and so much just joy. And it's just very life-giving because you really do get to experience life on a whole other level when you're not working a 9-to-5 and working on somebody else's clock. It's just amazing. So anyways, that's kind of why I started my business. I knew that I wanted to be home with my kids. I knew that I wanted to be in charge of my own schedule and have that flexibility. So we'll fast forward a little bit. So I started my business, like I said, in the summer of 2012, started getting my name out there, networking and everything. And then in 2013, I had met up with a local florist and we were both like realizing that there was no networking events in our area, specifically for wedding and event professionals. And we knew that we wanted that really badly. And we knew that our area needed it. So we decided to team up and start something called Engaging Eugene. And so we planned it out in the months prior to our launch, which was January of 2014. And our first event was just at a bar in downtown Eugene. And we had 60 wedding professionals who came, and it was just a blast and so much fun to get to connect with all these other industry professionals. And that really kicked off a lot for me because so much of my business has been built through those relationships and through those connections. And so I am so glad that we were able to do that when we did. And it's continued on all these years. And now 10 years later, it's still going. And it's been incredible. So I owe a lot to Engaging Eugene. I owe a lot to networking in general. And that's something you will certainly hear me talk about more on this podcast. So there's that aspect of it. Later on in my career, I decided that I did want to step into a bit of education and start hosting workshops. So I kind of had this side brand called Ignite and Gather. And then later I changed it to Ignite Wedding Pros, but I started hosting workshops for wedding pros with speakers and just a great time of community and learning together and growing as business owners. And I hosted two workshops, and then I had a third one that I was planning and had scheduled out. And then the pandemic hit. And then, of course, I had to cancel it because it was supposed to be in April of 2020. And so, sadly, that did not happen. And then during the pandemic, everyone, you know, was just trying to stay afloat and just somehow hang on and make things work. It was a rough time for all of us. I'm sure you can remember. So I kind of put that side of business, I put that just off to the side. And instead, I flipped my focus and in a crazy kind of full circle story, the woman who I had interned for years earlier, Shelley, her and I, you know, had continued to stay in touch over the years. And she had purchased a rental inventory from a company in Southern Oregon that was going out of business. And she had that inventory for a couple of years. She brought it up to Eugene and had those items available. And I had rented from her a couple times for events. And she was actually ready to get out of the wedding industry. And so she came to me and asked if I wanted to buy her inventory. And at first I was like, that's crazy. No way. But as me and my husband were talking about it more, we realized like, oh my gosh, this actually could be a really great opportunity and a great investment. So we decided to go for it. So we bought that rental inventory. It was actually January of 2020. So like right before the pandemic, crazy timing. Obviously, we didn't know what was coming around the corner. But we had that rental inventory for almost four and a half years. And then I actually just sold it. So, but when I bought it, it was in storage units and it was just, you know, not the most ideal situation working out of storage units. So I did that for a couple of years. And then I was able to move into a warehouse in 2022. And that was a game changer, just having that space where I could bring clients into it. Also had an office that I could meet with clients and a bathroom, which the storage units did not have. So that was really amazing. And it just kind of took things to a whole nother level with the rentals. And then, yeah, in 2024, I made the difficult decision, but I know it was the best decision for me to sell the rental side of my business. And in an even fuller circle story, I was able to sell it to two of my past interns who were already going into business together as planners and as a rental company. They'd already been compiling things, but I approached them about buying my inventory and they immediately were so excited. And it's so crazy to me that it all worked out the way it did because they were able to keep my warehouse. They were able to keep a lot of the systems and software that I was using so that it made it such a smooth transition for all of my current clients or their current clients that I had for summer 2024. It just made such an easy and simple transition. So I'm so thankful that it all worked out the way it did. And I'm so excited for them. And it's just been a really cool experience to buy this inventory and then sell this inventory and be able to watch somebody else flourish in that. So anyways, that almost brings us to today. One other thing that I have done in the last few years is I hired my first associate coordinator in 2023, which meant for the first time ever, I didn't have to be the one at every single wedding. I could finally be at home with my family and someone else could be out executing a wedding, which was the coolest feeling. And also what the rentals had allowed for me too, because I had, you know, we had hired delivery drivers and crew. And so I could be home with my family while other people were out delivering these rentals and setting things up. And I had just learned during that experience that that was so valuable to me to be able to be home with my family and know that things were happening and things were getting done, but I didn't have to physically be there. And I think we all get to that point in our businesses where we realize we don't want to be the one doing every single thing. And so we'll actually talk about that in a future episode as well. But that was, yeah, again, another game changer for me was bringing on my first associate coordinator in 2023. So now I want to talk a little bit about why I'm starting this podcast and why I didn't start it sooner. I'm somebody who is like a podcast junkie. I love podcasts. I listen to them all the time. I love constantly learning and growing and educating myself. So I'm very aware that there are so many amazing wedding industry podcasts already. And I kind of told myself, oh, like there's so many great podcasts. What do I have to bring to the table? What do I have to offer? What can I say that hasn't already been said? So I'd kind of talk myself out of it with those kind of thoughts. And then I would tell myself that, you know, even though I've been in business for 12 years and I've done all these things, like I'm still not knowledgeable enough or I still don't know enough, things like that. And I also told myself, I talk too fast. I don't have a good podcasting voice. I say and like too much and different things like that that just made me not want to try it because I just didn't think I had the right kind of voice and cadence for this. And then lastly, I told myself, I don't have time for that. I'm already, you know, I have all these different parts of my business that I'm running and I don't have time, extra time in my schedule that I can sit down and record episodes. So that's kind of the thoughts that I've had over the last, we'll say, months and years that have prevented me from going for it. But now I want to tell you why I am starting it now. What's changed? So the biggest and most obvious thing is probably that I have more time because I did sell that rental side of my business, which was very time consuming. I have opened up this whole new like pocket of time in my schedule that will allow me to be in my home office recording episodes whenever I can. So that's a huge part of it, just the availability in my schedule to do these kind of passion projects that I've, like I said, only dreamed about in the past. Oh, something I didn't really mention in the last list, but I have, thanks to my amazing husband, I have all of this wonderful equipment already at my disposal. He already had all the microphones and the headphones and the sound equipment and mixers. He does a lot of audio things. So he's really into sound. Audiovisual stuff is kind of his jam. So he already had all of that, which made it, I don't want to say easy, but it made it much more attainable to start a podcast than if I had to go out and buy everything from scratch, because that can get expensive if you're buying all of the equipment. So that was one part of it that was like, this is cool. I think we could do this. And from there, like I said, I have been in business 12 years. I have grown a team. I have managed people, managed clients. I've built so many amazing vendor connections. I do have knowledge and experience. And not only that, but it's my own unique experience that not everybody has. I have my own unique perspective to be able to share with the world. And I just think that's cool. I tell people with, you know, competition in the wedding industry, no one else has your unique value proposition. No one else brings to the table what you are going to bring. It's about you as a person. Someone else can replicate all of your systems and they can replicate your pricing and they can replicate your website. They can do it all, but they're not you.
and they don't have your unique perspective and your unique personality. So it's funny because it's something I've told people, but I need to take my own advice and realize that, yes, there are a lot of amazing, wonderful wedding industry podcasts, but none of them are coming from my unique perspective. So I think we all just need that reminder sometimes. Let's see. And I mean, I can learn, right? I can learn. This whole podcast is going to be a learning experience for me. I might say like and more in the earlier episodes, and hopefully I will grow and evolve. And in the later episodes, I won't be saying those things. So that's what I believe. I hope that you will join me for this journey and see how it evolves over time, because I really do believe that it will get better and better and better. And I wanted to share a bit about what my plans are for this podcast. So I have a lot of amazing wedding industry friends and connections that I would like to share with the world that might not otherwise have the opportunity to be on a podcast. A lot of people in my local market here in the Pacific Northwest, I want to bring them on the show and just share them with the world because they're amazing and they have a lot to offer. So I plan to have lots of guest interviews and just sharing valuable insight, valuable perspective. And I want it to be very practical. And I want you to leave each episode with new information that is valuable and that you can take and use to help grow your business. So that is really what this is about. And I will be sharing on topics that I'm passionate about and just doing solo episodes on certain topics that I am knowledgeable in and just want to share with you all. So I want it to be practical. I want it to be valuable. I want it to be fun and lighthearted. And that's kind of my vision for this, is that you would take something away from every episode and that it wouldn't just be the same thing that you've already heard a bunch, that it will be new and unique and interesting and different and practical. So if you ever have ideas for episodes or questions, I would love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram. I'm just at Event Crush. You can also email me at becky@eventcrush.com. And yeah, before wrapping up, I thought I would just share a tiny bit more about myself, just so you know, like, I know I shared my journey of how I got here and where I am today, but who I am as a person. I have two daughters who are now 8 and 11, so they're definitely getting older, which is crazy. My husband, Andrew, and I have been married, like I said, since 2009, so almost 15 years. And we both work from home. My husband has a bookkeeping business, and we both are able to work from home, which is amazing. And we're able to co-homeschool our kids together, which is just the best. And then beyond that, I love Jesus. I won't be using this podcast to preach at anybody, but I'm sure from time to time my faith will come up in an episode. So I'm just putting that out there. When I'm not working in the wedding industry, I love just going on adventures with my family around Oregon. We love to travel around and go to different waterfalls and different hikes and going to the beach and checking out different state parks and that kind of thing. So that's like, for me, if I could just spend all my free time doing that, going on little road trips with my family and seeing all the beauty that is the Pacific Northwest, that would be amazing. I also enjoy gardening and hanging with my backyard chicken flock. And I have a recent love for historical nonfiction. So that's just a little bit about me. I look forward to getting to know you as well. So like I said, I'm always available to connect. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. Otherwise, I will see you on our next episode. Thank you again for being here. I greatly appreciate it. And we will chat again soon. All right. Bye.